Architect Richard Gage believes that all three high-rise buildings destroyed on 9/11 in New York were the subject of controlled explosive demolition. That's the Twin Towers and Building 7. And he's calling for a new investigation. Richard Gage founded an organization called Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, which he says is not made up of conspiracy theorists. Still, he points to myth and lies and delusion and an extraordinarily complicated and tightly choreographed plot. Richard Gage is giving public talks in New Zealand at the moment and joins me now. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. It's great to be here.
Why do we need a controlled explosive demolition theory to bring down not only World Trade Center 1 and 2, but also Building 7?
Well, we don't need a theory. What we need is the actual three investigations to include all of the evidence, but they didn't. In fact, most of the critical evidence, the science-based forensic evidence found at the crime scene, was excluded by the NIST report. NIST is National Institute of Standards and Technology, the FEMA report, and the 9/11 Commission report. What does that evidence include? Well, first of all, it includes the third worst structural failure in modern history, which is Building 7, which drops straight down smoothly, symmetrically into its own footprint at free fall acceleration in the afternoon of 9/11, 5:20 in the afternoon. This wasn't even reported on by the 9/11 Commission report. The only way to bring a building down in that manner is to remove the columns, the resistance to the force of gravity. So, and it turns out that we do indeed have at the base of this building evidence in the rubble of explosives. We have several tons.
Before we get there, this is what NIST said. This is what the National Institute of Standards and Technology said after a 3-year investigation. He said there was a fire which reached temperatures as high as 1,000 degrees centigrade. It weakened floors and columns. It caused upper floors to collapse after sagging and pulling inward on perimeter columns.
Yes, this relates to the Twin Towers.
Yes.
And this is the official story of how the Twin Towers came down. And the problem is that it also ignores several tons of molten metal flowing like lava, the first responders said. It ignores the evidence in all of the dust throughout lower Manhattan of iron-rich microspheres, which can only be the result of aluminothermic reactions. That's the only way billions of iron spheres the size of a human hair could get in all of the dust laid like a blanket 4 to 12 inches thick.
There's too much information going on here. Let's take it back a bit.
Okay.
Building 7, which you say is very mysterious, how did it collapse? The only way it could collapse would be if it was subject to a controlled demolition. There's a left-wing magazine called Counterpunch, and it commissioned its own expert investigation. And they concluded that the Institute was right, NIST was right. Burning debris falling from the Twin Towers ruptured the oil pipes feeding the emergency generators.
Oh, you're referring to Building 7. In fact, NIST says now that there was no contribution by the diesel fuel in those oil tanks for the emergency generators, that was not a significant, that was not even a factor at all in the collapse of this building, nor was the debris impacts from the North Tower a significant factor. So that rug has been pulled out from under these debunkers' responses to the 9/11 truth movement.
But just carrying on from that, the reduction in pressure, this is what Counterpunch's experts said. The reduction in pressure in those pipes triggered the automatic pumping system. This poured thousands of gallons of diesel onto the fire. The support trusses weakened and buckled, and the building imploded.
Yes, this is not true anymore. According to the official story, there was no diesel fuel contribution. That official story came out only in November.
That's right.
Of last year. So they've pulled the plug. But what they did
Who's
not...
Who's pulled the plug?
NIST themselves pulled the plug from Counterpunch and these other debunkers, Popular Mechanics, etc. They do not acknowledge the forensic evidence that we're talking about, several tons of molten metal, which office fires cannot create, jet fuel cannot create. What created it? The structural engineers at the site saw this. We have photographs and videos of molten metal. We have scientists producing 25-page peer-reviewed papers of all of this nanothermite, small chips of extremely small particles inside those chips of aluminum and iron oxide.
So
this
your
is nanothermite,
case,
this, very explosive material.
Your case is that the only reason, the only conceivable reason for thermite being there would be if it was used to carry out a controlled explosive demolition of all three buildings.
Oh, clearly, because this thermite is not, you can't just buy this on eBay. This is made only in the most sophisticated defense contracting laboratories. This is not made in a cave in Afghanistan. So we're looking at some sort of different phenomena here, scheme, if you will, than an Al-Qaeda operation. This is why people call 9/11 an inside job. We don't figure out, as architects and engineers, the thousand of us who've now signed this petition demanding a real investigation, we don't know who did it, how they did it. We're just pointing to the evidence found at the crime scene omitted in the official reports, which include nanothermite explosives, extremely high-tech stuff.
You're familiar with a documentary called Loose Change, I imagine.
Oh, yeah.
And how far do you go along with that?
Well, some of it is quite revealing. Much of it is speculation. We don't speculate. We're technical building professionals.
So as a technical building professional, have you looked into Loose Change's allegation that the Pentagon was hit by a cruise missile, not an aeroplane?
No, I don't think they make
Why
that
not?
Allegation any
yes,
longer
they do.
In their latest no, in their latest final cut, they actually
They dropped the cruise missile?
They drop their speculation and they just provide the evidence.
So how comfortable are you being aligned with people who can put out what they claim is an authoritative documentary claiming that the Pentagon was hit by a cruise missile and then go, oh, sorry, we got that bit wrong?
Well, there's a lot of people doing a lot of research in the 9/11 truth
That's
movement.
Not research. That was not research, obviously. It was a suggestion.
Okay, so those suggestions are made by a lot of people in the 9/11 truth movement. We don't control the thousands of researchers. We're just 1,000 architects and engineers calling for a new investigation based
so
on the evidence
that we
present.
So are you familiar with the Loose Change allegation that the Osama bin Laden footage claiming responsibility was a fake?
Well, I'm familiar with a lot of things.
So it must have been a fake, presumably.
I don't know.
Well, it must have been a fake if it was an inside job.
Clearly.
So somebody faked that Osama bin Laden footage.
Well,
who would have done that?
I don't know. We need a real investigation that takes into account this evidence so that we can
get
to the answers here.
Do you think Osama bin Laden exists at all?
I don't know about Osama bin Laden. I haven't researched into Osama bin Laden. But what I want you to do, and I want your listeners to do...
No, but I just want to stay on that for one moment. Because if we have a video with Osama bin Laden claiming responsibility for 9/11,
mm-hmm.
if that was nothing to do with Al-Qaeda, it was an inside job, as you're suggesting,
mm-hmm.
then Osama bin Laden video was faked.
Well, there's
maybe Al-Qaeda doesn't even exist.
Well, these are some good questions that have to be answered in a real investigation, which the 9/11 Commission was not. Six of their members said they were set up to fail and they were lied to by members of the government and the military. So we need an investigation that includes answers to those lies, that includes answers to the 700 questions posed by the family members that started and forced the Bush administration to have the 9/11 Commission in the first place
So pervasive was the conspiracy that you suggest that a BBC reporter who said that their Building 7 had fallen before it was fallen was in fact working from a script that had been given to her.
Well, in fact, the BBC announces the collapse of Building 7 20 minutes before it happened. I mean, how do they know this? They say the confusing events of the day. You know,
you
but
think
does
that
make
they
them
must
psychic?
Have known, or did they just make a mistake?
Well, CNN made the same mistake. They announced the collapse of a 50-story building at 10:45 in that morning, which, if it did go down, this building, which looks exactly like a controlled demolition, like from the old hotels in Las Vegas, if it did go down that early, it would have been obscured by the incredible dust of the Twin Towers, which had fallen just 15 minutes
earlier. You
don't
think a more likely explanation would be that the BBC reporter was listening to CNN or CNN was listening to the BBC reporter and they both made a mistake?
When you add up all of the evidence, it incontrovertibly points to and supports the hypothesis of controlled demolition. Each one of these alone may be picked apart a little bit, but they all do stand together to point to the explosive controlled demolition
There's
hypothesis.
There's another piece of footage, actually, and it's a vox pop. Somebody puts a microphone and a camera by a guy in the street shortly after the buildings came down, and you're suggesting that the guy that says that it, you know, it fell down and it was blown up is an official script. He was a plant.
It's a suggestion. When people go...
But hang on a moment. Let's sort this out. You're an architect. You're claiming scientific evidence.
Yes.
How do you get from there to suggesting a massive planting process of people delivering lies to the world within minutes of 9/11?
Well, obviously, we're talking about something that must have been planned months before.
Well, we are, but that's not scientific evidence, is it?
Well, there's plenty of scientific evidence to support the fact that there was foreknowledge. We have people caught on CNN, mysterious construction workers and policemen caught on CNN tape walking away from Building 7, turning around, hearing an explosion, saying, keep your eye on that building, it's going to come down. The policeman says the building's
well,
going to blow up.
I keep my eye on the building, it's going to come down. Absolutely.
Well, how do they know? And how did Kevin McPadden hear a countdown? 3, 2, 1, and then explosions, and then the World Trade Center coming down. All of this is on our DVD, which is available online, by the way, at our website, ae911truth.org.
And it's on your DVD that you say, a myth developed, fed by official sources and the media, that the impact of planes and burning jet fuel destroyed the buildings. Were there planes?
Well, that you're talking about the Twin Towers. This is the official story. They were
That's
hit
right.
by planes. There's a large explosion.
Were there planes?
Of course.
So they got the planes to crash into the Twin Towers at exactly the right time, and the planes crashing into the towers didn't destroy the incredibly carefully choreographed series of controlled explosions.
Yeah, we're not talking about normal explosives here, C4 and RDX, like, which are high-energy explosives. We're talking about very modern, and this was developed in about 2000 and documented by Livermore Lab, these extremely small particles, nanoscale particles of aluminum oxide and iron particles that are found in these small unignited chips, as well as the ignited iron spheres, which have no possible reason for being there. These can be carefully controlled so that the damage by the airplane does not set the whole thing off.
So the airplane has no connection with the controlled explosions, or it has?
Well, the airplane hits, and in the case of the South Tower, 56 minutes later, the explosions begin, and we document those very carefully at 2 p.m.
So what? Is somebody in control of the explosions? Would those explosions need somebody with a finger on a button somewhere?
A finger or a computer? I don't know. Let's get a real investigation and find out how they pulled this off. You know, there's a lot of very key questions you're asking here. We don't have the answers to all of them. We speculate here and there about some of them.
So if the U.S. government was going to explode the buildings and they needed the plane to crash into them in order to provide them with a cover for the explosions, that would be the scenario, would it?
Yeah, and you probably wouldn't trust hijackers who failed Cessna school to run the planes into the building.
So there were no Al-Qaeda hijackers on
the
planes.
Well, there may or may not have been some of them on the planes. We don't know. But we do know that 8 of them were interviewed by BBC, London Guardian, etc. They were alive, and the FBI has admitted they don't have the hijackers' identities clear at all now. And we know that there were, in fact, remote control devices on the airplanes capable of guiding them to wherever they needed to go.
So we also know that whoever was in charge of the controlled demolition would be in charge of those airplanes?
Presumably.
Why? Why would somebody want to do that?
Okay. So why would somebody, why would we, if the government or private, we don't know who's actually involved. You know, but why would they want to do that?
Well,
what happened after 9/11?
Interestingly enough, let's go back to Loose Change, which pretty much covers everything you talk about and more.
And that's not true. We talk about the science-based forensic evidence, and they don't touch on most of it, as a matter of fact.
Loose Change suggests that the U.S. government carried it out to help Larry Silverstein.
Oh. Well, I think that's a small...
You think that's possible? He leased the towers, and the U.S. government wanted to help him collect his insurance money.
The people who have researched this subject, like David Ray Griffin and his excellent
I've spoken body to David Ray Griffin, yes.
Good. He's done some excellent work, and he's discussed what happened, who had the motive, the means, the opportunity. This is a crime. We have to ask these kinds of questions. Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth do not ask or answer these questions, but he suggests that there was incredible profits made as a result of 9/11 throughout the arms industry, the oil industry, the banking industry,
the insider trader industry, and the media.
Insider
traders betting on the falling airline.
Well, this
stocks,
too. There were millions made on the fate of these airliners, betting that their value would go down the next day.
Was there gold in the basement? Do you think there was gold in the basement?
I don't know about gold in the basement.
Because there's a suggestion on Loose Change that the plan was to steal gold in the basement.
Right.
You don't.
I don't know. I haven't researched.
There's no scientific evidence of any traces of gold in the basements.
And I don't know about the Pentagon either. We have not looked into the Pentagon seriously yet.
You plan to?
Well, there's a lot of conflicting evidence at the Pentagon. It's quite arguable. I don't want to get into a bunch of arguments. I want to focus the New Zealand listeners to the evidence found on our online and on our DVD, and today at 2 p.m. at the Te Papa Museum, where we'll be speaking about all of this for 2 hours. It takes 2 hours to understand all of this vast body of evidence, such as the freefall acceleration of 7, the two-thirds of freefall acceleration of these twin towers. That's against 80,000 tons of structural steel.
Let's just
Buildings
summarize
can't
then.
Fall that fast.
Let's just summarize the implications of what you're saying. You're saying, was it Bush or Clinton, do you think, that might have been
in
charge?
I have no idea.
Well, you're saying that the U.S. regime, whether it be Bush or whether it be Clinton.
I didn't say the U.S. regime. We don't know who did this. Let's get a real investigation.
Could have been private enterprise.
Let's let the chips fall where they may. When you have a crime, you investigate thoroughly,
right.
And then you don't go into it saying, oh, who could have done it, before you even start a fully resourced investigation.
So here is the crime that you are claiming. Someone could blast the Pentagon, could wire every floor of the Twin Towers with explosives without attracting any attention, and prime the charges, make allowance for the planes coming through on schedule, drop each tower in a perfectly timed collapse.
Well, the evidence suggests that. It's very compelling.
What happened to Flight 93? Do you have views on that?
95% of the people who come to our presentation end up agreeing with us. That's how compelling the evidence is. Regarding attracting attention, in the Twin Towers, if they had access to the core columns and beams through the elevator shafts, no one would have found out, save security. And if you had an elevator modernization the 9 months prior to 9/11, which we did have, Ace Elevator had the contract, they would have unlimited access to those columns and beams and could have planted those explosives.
On the two World Trade Center towers, the planes would have cut some of those support columns, ignited fires sufficient to weaken the remaining steel structures. The perimeter columns buckled, the weight of the collapsing top stories generated a momentum the rest of the building couldn't stop.
This is the official story.
Why couldn't that have
happened?
Because
we have something in Western civilization called laws of momentum, Newton's law. You can't have a building falling as fast, just about, as fast as the debris falling outside the perimeter. You can't have the building falling that fast through 80,000 tons of structural steel designed to resist that with a safety factor of 3 to 5. These buildings are that much stronger than they need to be to resist any such collapse. And by the way, there was no pile driver driving the rest of the building down. It's destroyed itself. The 15-story section above the point of jet plane impacts has destroyed itself. There's nothing driving the building down after that. The photos and videos are very clear. clear. The building's tearing itself apart at almost free fall acceleration and ejecting perimeter wall units 600 feet laterally at 50 to 70 miles per hour. I don't know the conversion there, but it's very, very fast. These can only be propelled by explosives.
You point to puffs of smoke coming out of the structure and you assert that they are the controlled explosions, yeah?
Indeed.
Why can't they just be puffs of smoke?
Because they're 160 to 200 feet per second. That's their speed. We need a conversion there, but these speeds can only be propelled by explosives. And indeed, they occur 20, 40, and even 60 stories down below the canopy of destruction in each of the twin towers. And they're perfectly engineered to, between the midpoints of the columns. And they're not puffs of air. They're pulverized building materials that are being blown out of the side of the building. It's very clear that people will see this on the DVD and online.
Also, you're suggesting FEMA knew, because they were there for a biochemical attack drill. They were on site ready.
This is true. The day before 9/11,
they knew that the building, the attack,
I don't know what they
was
knew.
Going to be staged.
And I don't know if it was a coincidence, but we have hundreds of FEMA employees downtown Manhattan preparing for a biochemical drill the next day. And what happens the next day?
So you're saying 9/11. No coincidence there.
I have no idea. I'm just pointing out the facts.
But why would you point it out?
Because it's in alignment with all the evidence that we discuss and will be showing today at 2.
50,000 occupants did not know anything was going on.
There was a capacity of 50,000 in the buildings. In fact, they were red, they were white elephants. They were like half empty or so. We had an elevator modernization going on. The elevators were locked in turn with guards, and so there was clearly work going on in the core of the building. We just suggest that could possibly be the work that was planting explosives. And you wouldn't need to run miles of wire, but you wouldn't, because you have remote control detonation devices, but you would need access through security. So we want an investigation of Ace Elevator, who had this contract, the Securicom and Stratasec, who had the contract for security, who has some very interesting characters on its board. We want an investigation of all of those.
You're sounding like Dan Brown. You know that, don't you?
I don't know Dan Brown.
The point at which I lost you on the DVD was fairly early on in the piece. As I referred earlier, you suggest that this BBC reporter got a script enabling her to report that the World Trade Center had come down in Building 7 before it came down.
I asked the question.
You're a scientist.
I'm an architect.
Not a scientist.
Correct.
Could you have got some of your scientific colleagues then to have gone to that BBC reporter and asked her whether she was reading from a script that had been provided to her by who? The U.S. government?
Well, who knows?
Who knows exactly?
She's been hounded with questions from millions of people in the 9/11 truth movement, which is growing vastly every year.
I'll tell you why it's growing vastly. Because here's George Monbiot's explanation, actually, and it's quite a nice one. The 9/11 conspiracy theories are a displacement activity. A displacement activity is something you do because you feel incapable of doing what you ought to do. A squirrel sees a larger squirrel stealing its hoard of nuts, and instead of attacking its rival, it sinks its teeth into a tree and starts ripping it to pieces.
Yes, well, this kind of nonsense ignores the evidence that we bring. Now, anybody who has the courage to come today at 2 p.m. to the Tepapa Museum will see.
I think you've advertised your session enough. And anybody who wishes to hear you talk need only go on our website, and they're familiar with that.
Excellent.
Let me ask you this. You've talked about the scientific method. You also quote polls which indicate that 36% of Americans consider it likely that government officials allowed the attacks to be carried out or carried out the attacks themselves. What does that indicate to you?
Well, it indicates that there's doubt about the story, which is so full of holes you can drive a truck through.
How do you feel about the theory of evolution?
I don't have an opinion on that.
Why not? A majority of Americans doubt it.
I think that's
true.
Do
you doubt it?
I know, it makes sense to me, but I haven't thought about it too much. Evolution?
But if you are regarding the fact that 36 of Americans consider it likely that government officials allowed the attacks to be carried out or carried out the attacks themselves...
This is a scientific
poll. ...as in some way indicative of the fact that that's what happened... then you must doubt Darwin's theory of evolution as well, or anything else that Americans...
That's quite an interesting conclusion you draw there. What I'm looking at
you're
is
evidence...
You're
going by polls.
No, I'm going by evidence found at the crime scene, which you are not willing to address.
Why tell me that it matters that 36% of Americans
it clearly
may
matters.
Think something
are you,
strange?
Are you going to say it doesn't matter?
I'm asking you why it makes any difference to your allegedly scientific case.
I'm pointing out to Americans who doubt the official story that they're not alone. If 36% of Americans doubt their own government, that is significant by any measure.
So what are you going to do about Darwin's theory of evolution? That's obviously significant. A majority of Americans don't believe it.
Well, that's not my job. My job is to point out to people who are still sleeping and unaware of the evidence that we have to look at it squarely and deal with it. You're not dealing with it, Kim.
What? I think I am dealing with it.
I don't think so.
What do you think I'm not dealing with?
Because you're not going to be coming to the presentation today, are you?
Well, no, because I've seen your DVD.
Yes. Well, there's a lot more in the presentation than it's on the DVD. And there's a lot of information, and 95% of people who see this presentation end up agreeing with us, raising their hand in a show of hands, that, oh my God, you're right. 95% of architects and engineers across the world, including Jan Utzon, the architect of the Sydney Opera House, his son, agrees with us, signs our petition. Why do you think 1,000 architects and engineers have signed this petition? Almost everybody who's looked at the evidence. Why?
In the 8 years since 9/11, has any single person come and said, yep, I was involved in the controlled demolition, the faking of the Al-Qaeda tape, the fake hijacked of the planes, the cruise missile, and anyone.
We don't know if they have. We don't know if they would still
wouldn't
be alive.
You know?
We don't know if they'd still be alive if they'd had.
Or who's killed them?
Well, I don't know.
Who do you think's killed them?
You want me to dive into a fascinating conspiracy theory, or do you want to look rationally at the evidence?
I think that it's a fairly fascinating conspiracy theory to suggest that you could rig up these buildings for uncontrolled explosions, that you could organize the planes to crash into them, and then you could organize everybody to suddenly not know anything about it. Don't you think that's extraordinary?
I think a whole lot of people know about it, and I think they'll be coming forth when the climate is such that people like you and the mainstream media will be listening to them and giving them a fair shake. Right now, there's a black iron curtain over this story. It is very, very difficult to get this into the mainstream media.
That's complete nonsense.
Do you know that...
A black iron curtain? You are all over the place, you truthers.
It's true. But we're not getting mainstream media attention.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I do know this. In America, five corporations own 90% of the media. Mm. You know who sits on the board of those corporations? The same people who profited enormously from 9/11 in the industries of the oil industry, the defense industry, the banking industry, the insurance industry. This is problematic for us. You can call that conspiracy, but it is fact.
That's extraordinary, and it really illustrates why I mentioned earlier on in the interview that Counterpunch commissioned its own expert to test the official findings, and they found that NIST was right, and they demonstrate how Building 7 collapsed, and I reiterated what they found before. Counterpunch is a radical left-wing magazine. Do you think that it's in the pay of someone?
I don't know, but I do know this. They are not dealing with the evidence. You said they commissioned an expert, but they did not look at or answer why there's several tons of nanothermite explosives found in all of the dust samples throughout Lower Manhattan, billions of iron-rich microspheres the size of a human hair that could only have a possibility of formation in an aluminothermic reaction, thousands of them.
Popular Mechanics doesn't know what it's talking about?
Popular Mechanics was, the staff of Popular Mechanics was replaced completely by members who are closely allied with government, by the way, and the NIST report, who came in to write this piece.
Say, run that past me again. They sacked everyone on Popular Mechanics and replaced them with who?
In the editing editing section, with people who were closely allied with the Bush administration and with NIST. NIST was used. The defense contractors were brought in, by the way, to NIST to guide this investigation. And it turns out, interestingly enough, that these particular individuals leading the investigation were, in fact, experts themselves in nanothermite technology. They had developed it with NIST back in the late 90s. So this is quite interesting. And they, of course, influenced highly the Popular Mechanics. And they did not even deal with the evidence for explosive demolition.
You know, it seems unlikely that tens of thousands of people involved in this tightly choreographed plot could have, as you earlier suggested, been killed. I wonder where they are.
Well, great questions. Let's get a real investigation and let the chips fall where they may.
You don't think this is all quite mad, do you?
No. Once you really look honestly, squarely, at this evidence, it all adds up.
Have you ever attached yourself to any other conspiracy theories?
No. In fact, I'm a Reagan Republican. I've been a Republican for 20 years. I've never been active at all politically. This one just got underneath my skin because there's no one talking about it. I looked around. There's no other architects. 3.5 years ago, after I heard this information on the radio, David Ray Griffin, it was absolutely extraordinary. I looked at the evidence. I couldn't come to any other conclusions. I talked to the firm that I worked for, 14 architects and engineers, all thought I was nuts, like you. And after the presentation, they all agreed with me and signed my petition. We now have over 960, and soon we'll have 1,000. When do we get some reaction to these architects, many of which are extremely prominent in the U.S.?
Given your claim that I refuse to look at the evidence, do you think that I'm in the pay of someone?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. You just look honest to me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
BBC reporter looked honest to me, and yet you're suggesting that she was reading a script given to her by...
Well, that's what reporters do. They read scripts. She didn't have time to do her own. She's fed information.
But who would have written that script?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
See, that's the trouble. You come up with all this stuff to support your theory.
Yeah.
But when I ask you about it, you go, I don't know. I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
Well, let's get an investigation that has teeth, that has subpoena power like the 9/11 Commission didn't have, that's testimony taken under oath like they didn't have, where we have people who are willing to come and give testimony with immunity so that we can get some real answers here.
You said a couple of years ago, actually, that you intended to turn heads in the halls of Congress and you wanted a new investigation. Have any heads in the halls of Congress been turned?
A few, yes.
What effect?
Well, this is... You know, we're met with about the same level of resistance to looking at this information as we are here on the Kim Hill show. It is very difficult to look at this stuff. There's psychological barriers to reexamining what we all thought was true.
I have to admit, I'm coming clean here. I do have a psychological barrier which is high against the idea that tens of thousands of people would not say, yes, I have to tell you, I was involved.
Well, first of all, I don't think it's tens of thousands. I think it's more like hundreds. I don't know. And thank you for acknowledging the psychological barrier, because we all have it. This is extremely
dark. It's a psychological barrier against complete irrationality.
There's no irrationality in the science-based forensic evidence.
It is inconceivable to people in this day and age, with the internet, with video cameras, with everything, that nobody would have come forward in the last 8 years to say, I did this. I planted the explosive. I pressed the button. I rigged the plane. I flew the cruise missile. Whatever.
We all have problems with that. But what you do with that is you look at that and you use it to not look squarely at the evidence for explosive controlled demolition, which all 10, we have all 10 key characteristics of explosive controlled demolition in both the World Trade Center 7 and in the Twin Towers. Now, you can't say, because it's inconceivable, I'm not going to look at the evidence. But that's what you're doing. And that's what others do. And we understand that. We did that ourselves before opening our minds to the fact. You cannot argue with the evidence.
So
the evidence is factual. So let's look at it.
So when you say you're not a conspiracy theorist, given that for what you're saying to be true, a huge conspiracy is required, why are you not a conspiracy theorist?
Because I'm an architect. I'm a technical building professional. I'm looking at the evidence. The evidence leads to the inescapable conclusion that this was some sort of an inside job, okay?
Which would involve an incredible conspiracy.
That's right.
But you're not a conspiracy theorist.
Well, I'm an architect.
All right. I appreciate your time. Richard Gage, architect. And he's speaking in New Zealand at the moment on behalf of an organization called Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth.